What I like about the academy is that there doesn't seem to be like a set pathway all players go on, and I think that's good. I think the easiest thing to do is say, well, if you're 16, you play for this team, and then, but if you're quite good, you know, you might get a few for the under 23s. If it's all about each individual player and when they're ready to make that step up, whatever that step up is, and that step up might be under 18s to 23s, that might be to go out on loan, that might be to train a little bit at Melwood, or it might be to be around the squad. You know, there's all sorts of steps that a young player kind of needs to make, and there's different paths and there's different routes, and they don't just... What I like about the academy is that there's not, you know, saying, well, this is what all young players do, basically. You play for the under-18s, then at this age you play for the under-23s, then you'll play 20 games, then we'll send you out on loan, and then we'll see how you do. You know, what's right for one player isn't necessarily right for another, and just because a player hasn't emerged at a certain... I don't want people thinking, well, you know, Hoover shows that, you know, unless you've got it at 16, then you haven't, because I don't think that's necessarily true. And I think, you know, players... The kids at the end of the day, and you can grow at different times, you can develop at different times, you can mature at different times, and you can learn at different rates. And I think they treat each individual as an individual, but if they're ready, then they just put them in. So they're not worried too much about, you know, well, he hasn't played enough under 23 football yet. Now, if he's ready, just throw him in. And I think that's been really impressive, really. And they back themselves, they back their own judgments, but more importantly, they back the player.
I mean, look at England. The England team now, so, you know, if you go, Jordan Pickford was on loan at Darlington and Alfreton Town, so he's played non-league football, literally played non-league football as an adult. Harry Kane played at Millwall and Norwich and came through sort of early 20s. Dele Alli came through at a League One club, I think maybe even League Two, MK Don, yeah. Played there. Jadon Sancho on the flip side has done it at 17 and is good enough. Raheem Sterling the same. Harry Maguire played lower league football. John Stones played lower league football. All these players, Kieran Trippier, you know, they've all had different paths. Some of them are destined straight for the top, like a Michael Owen or, you know, Wayne Rooney, who their path was never going to be anything other than just superstardom all the way. There are others that will surprise you. And Kane is probably the best example of any of them. You know,
yeah.
I watched Kane playing, I think it was in the Europa League for Spurs. And he was sort of, they were all chanting, he's one of our own, and I thought, he's rubbish.
I remember seeing him for Leicester and thinking similarly.
He's just a unit, he's getting a couple of goals, don't worry about him. Yeah. And then he gets a chance, and all of a sudden it ignites him. And, you know, there are a lot of players who've become good footballers, some at Liverpool, that you thought, he'll never play for Liverpool's first team. Jay Spearing played 55 games for Liverpool's first team, and you wouldn't, you know, with the greatest respect to Jay, he's a nice lad, and I wouldn't have thought he'd have ever played 55 games for Liverpool. No. Martin Kelly played more, even more, 60-odd. You know, there's just... It's so much down to opportunity and luck and time that you can't really... You know, even... We could look at these three, Camacho, Jones and Hoover, and say, I think probably one of them will go on to become a first-team regular, but so many things could happen. 2 years ago, I'd have said that Ovie Ejaria and Ben Woodburn have got a chance of that, and look at that now. These things can always change. Harry Wilson could not have done any more in his career over the last 2 or 3 years, and he's still only got one first-team appearance for Liverpool, so it's so difficult to make it at a club like this. I think the best thing you can say is that these lads and others... Who, you know, you think Christy Davis was on the bench, wasn't he, at Wolves as well? You know, you think Adam Lewis probably would have been close to being in that squad. You know, these players, regardless of if they make it at Liverpool, I think will be good enough to be professional footballers, and that's the main aim of the academy, is to produce professional footballers.